Israel is seeking bids for construction of 692 new houses in three settlements in East Jerusalem al-Quds by the next 2 or 3 years. This is against the 10-month freeze in settlement activities in the Palestinian territories announced by Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu in June in a bid to give peace talks another chance. As observers say, by the bids, Israel has made it clear that the city of Jerusalem al-Quds is not going to be part of this moratorium.
At the moment, we're undergoing for the first time ever a 10-month settlement moratorium. And this is to give confidence to the peace process, to make the peace process move forward. But we've always made a distinction between the West Bank and Jerusalem.
Israel annexed East Jerusalem al-Quds in 1967 following the Six-Day War, and Palestinians consider it the capital of their future state. Palestinians say that the Israeli policies in the city separate Jerusalem al-Quds from the West Bank and harm the peace talks.
Palestinian National Authority's position is that of dismay and total discontent with what's happening in the region, especially as Israel adamant to continue with its policy of confiscation of land and building more and more settlements.
Israeli sources say that Monday's announcement comes intentionally at New Year holidays to prevent from grabbing headlines. Israel's policies in the annexed city have often drawn criticism. The European Union highly criticized Israel earlier this month in its report on the policies taken against Palestinians in the city who are not given building permits while settlements expand illegally.
It is illegal. Illegal is always illegal. We know that the settlement is an obstacle for the dialogue, for the peace. We hope that they will stop that one day.
The new plan will also be regarded as an embarrassment to the U.S. administration, which for nearly the past whole year demands Israel to totally freeze its settlement construction. Monday's announcement follows the previous announcement to build 900 house units in the settlement of Gilo in Jerusalem al-Quds. The Palestinians have refused to resume talks without a complete halt to settlement expansion in the West Bank as well as East Jerusalem al-Quds.
Israeli politicians are continuing their policies of expanding the boundaries of East Jerusalem al-Quds through the settlement growth. Palestinians say that this is making the dream of having a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem al-Quds as its capital fade away. From the settlement of Neve Yaakov, Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.